The epistle to be read today for the second Sunday after Epiphany is taken from St. Paul's epistle to the Romans, chapter 12. We have different gifts according to the grace that is given us, either prophecy to be used according to the rule of faith, or ministry in ministering, or he that teacheth in doctrine. He that exhorteth in exhorting, he that giveth in with simplicity. He that ruleth with carefulness, he that sheweth mercy with cheerfulness. Let love be without dissimulation, hating that which is evil, cleaving to that which is good. Loving one another with the charity of the brotherhood. With honor preventing one another, in carefulness not slothful, in spirit fervent, serving the Lord, rejoicing in hope. Patient in tribulation, instant in prayer, communicating to the necessities of the saints. Pursuing hospitality, bless them that persecute you, bless and curse not. Rejoice with them that rejoice, weep with them that weep, being of one mind, one towards another, not minding the high things, but consenting to the humble. Be not wise in your own conceits. In the Holy Gospel, it's taken from the Gospel of St. John, chapter 2. At that time there was a marriage in the Cana of Galilee, and the mother of Jesus was there. And Jesus was also invited and his disciples to the marriage. And the wine failing, the mother of Jesus saith to him, They have no wine. And Jesus saith to her, Woman, what is that to me and to thee? My hour is not yet come. His mother saith to the waiters, Whatsoever he shall say to you, do ye. Now there were set there 6 water pots of stone, according to the manner of purifying of the Jews, containing 2 or 3 measures apiece. Jesus saith to them, Fill the water pots in with the water, and they filled them up to the brim. And Jesus saith to them, Draw out now, and carry to the chief steward of the feast. And they carried it, and when the chief steward had tasted the water made wine, and knew not whence it was, but the waiters knew who had drawn the water. The chief steward calleth the bridegroom, and saith to him, Every man at first setteth forth good wine, and when we men have well drunk, then that which is worse. But thou hast kept the good wine until now. This beginning of miracles did Jesus in Cana of Galilee, and he manifested his glory, and his disciples believed in him. Thus far the words of today's Holy Gospel. In the wine failing, the mother of Jesus saith to him, They have no wine. These words are taken from the Gospel of today's Mass. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. During the time of the English Reformation, when most of England fell into the heresy and schism and became Protestant, there was a certain Scotch nobleman who was related to King James. He was brought to the light of the faith and converted by God's grace and through Our Lady to the true Catholic faith. Now, soon after his conversion, his mother died. He was very distraught. You see, for she was still a Protestant. And in fact, she appeared to him and said, It is well for you, son, that you entered the true church. For as I died in heresy, I am lost. But this man continued and redoubled his prayers, and he took Mary to be his mother now. He placed a greater confidence in her, in a greater love in his heavenly mother Mary. He soon after vowed to give up the world and become a Jesuit. But he got sick while there studying to be a priest, and he was even dying. So he was received on his deathbed into the order and died in order to die as a religious. And this was a great consolation for him. In fact, his guardian angel even appeared to him and promised on his deathbed that he would go to purgatory, but only for a short time. And then he died in the arms of his heavenly mother as he repeated, Mother, Mother. Now, my dear faithful, in today's Gospel, we read about the wedding feast of Cana. We read about when our Lord performed his first miracle at the request of his blessed mother. Our Lady, having noticed the predicament of the young couple, interceded for them with her son. She knew he would not refuse help at her request. And so, in her motherly solicitude, Our Lady petitioned our Lord that he work his first public miracle by turning water into wine. And thus, we are shown the power of Our Lady's intercession with her son. Our Lord worked his first public miracle precisely because of Our Lady's intercession. In fact, Our Lady's request made Jesus Christ anticipate his hour. You see, our Lord responded to Our Lady's request by letting her know that his hour had not yet come. That is, his hour to begin his public life. He simply told her that his hour was not yet to come for him to begin. But if we look at the gospel, what did Our Lady do? Mary was not dismayed at this apparent refusal, nor did she insist on her request. Rather, knowing her son so well and full of loving confidence in him, she simply told the servants, do whatever he told them to do. And so because of Our Lady's humility, her consideration for others, her faith and trustful abandonment, she won Jesus. Speaking how our Lord worked this miracle after his apparent refusal to do so, St. John Chrysostom explains. He says, it was as if our Lord said, my hour is not yet come, because I proposed and wanted to work my first miracle in Jerusalem. Nevertheless, at your prayers, O my mother, I will change my purpose, and I will do it here at Cana of Galilee. And so we see Christ working this first miracle in order to show us his love and respect for his mother Mary. As one holy priest says, to show us the greatness of her power over his divine heart, he grants her wish, and the miracle takes place. And so, my dear faithful, the great lesson to be learned from this gospel is to go to Our Lady in all our needs, for she will always help us, just as she did to the young couple at the Feast of Cana. She will even anticipate our needs as she did for them. Like a true mother, the Blessed Mother always looks out for her devoted and faithful children. And thus, St. Bernard assures us she will never let our petitions go unheard. He says, and I tell you, if you call upon her and knock gently, she will not abandon us in our need, for she is merciful and the mother of mercy. And she is truly our heavenly mother. As St. Bonaventure says, we should thus have the greatest confidence, for our Lord is our brother and Mary is our mother. And so we must be like the Scottish convert in the story and take Mary for our mother. This man lost his earthly mother, and so he turned to Mary. And so we too must take Mary for our heavenly mother. We must make her our spiritual mother, for she looks out for us even more than our earthly mothers, even more than ourselves. And so we must turn to her and consecrate ourselves to her. She will assist us in all our needs. Let us then frequently and confidently go to Our Lady. In all our troubles, no matter how great, if we go to her, she will help us. And in all our necessities and all our misfortunes, have recourse to her and have confidence in her. She will help us if we are truly devoted to her. She will not let your prayers go unheard. Our Lady will help you as she did the couple in the gospel and the mother and son in the story. So go to her with great confidence and seek her intercession. As Richard of St. Lawrence says, the eyes of Mary are the eyes of a mother. And a mother not only watches her child to prevent it its fall, but when it has fallen, she picks it up. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.